Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are.
And we're back.
Yes, we talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Yo.
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Good morning.
We need to put a moratorium on people dying. Friends, family, it all needs to stop for, I guess, the rest of the year. I think that would be fine. It's like everybody can start dying again in January. That is the reason we were gone the last couple weeks. I had a situation and had to run to Texas, and so the situation is ongoing. And we'll be here this week and next week. I may be gone the week after next week because I might have to go back to Texas. So that will be the week of the 22nd. And then we can resume on September 29th if I have to go. I'm advocating that we do not go. But
you're on the run from the cops too now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep my wife not mad at me, you know, because if she goes to Texas and I stay, she's going to be upset. And if I go to Texas, I can be less happy, but she won't be mad at me. So,
your day job's just letting you just take all that time?
I had that last week of September was booked already because Sarah was going to go for her annual visit, and she usually goes alone, and I was going to stay home. So I had the week off already, but now that we have the situation, I may have to go with her, and you know, flying to Texas is not cheap. So it's
I got two pieces of advice.
Okay.
One, don't mess with Texas. And two, don't mess with Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Southwest. Yeah. I changed it. It used to be Southwest.
Yeah. You know, we had a great flight going out there, and everything was on time. We had USB chargers in the seats. It was comfortable. It was great. The flight coming back, a maintenance delay, no USB chargers. Well, I had to find out just how long my phone will last at 12%, and it was...
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. Well, it was charged when we left, and I thought, well, I can charge it on the plane. Well, no, I couldn't. Then I thought, well, I can charge it at the airport, but none of the stuff worked. And so the battery just kept going down. But it lasted all the way home. So it's like really strong battery.
So there was no problem whatsoever.
No. I just wanted those chargers there.
Yeah, just pissing
it. It violated your threshold for battery percentage. That's story we did.
That's right.
Once it gets to a certain amount, when do you start panicking?
Yes, in the average, the national average was 20%.
That makes me
got down to 12%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
Although I will clarify, it sounds like you, on the way out there, you actually flew Alaska Airlines.
No,
on the way back, you flew Southwest Airlines.
It's not true. Southwest, the best.
Yeah, my kids flew Southwest last weekend, and they were supposed to land at like 2 o'clock, and they landed at 10:30 at night.
Mm.
Yeah.
They redirected the flight to Vegas.
You have, then they had you to have tainted regas your family name with the airlines. It's you talking crap, and they see you coming.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put your name on your profile with Southwest Airlines and see if it starts happening to you too.
No, you know what? I'm about to fly there, going to Mexico here shortly. It'll be fine. Ooh. Guarantee you.
I was.
Let's make a wager.
How much?
I'll a stogie.
Oh, all right. A bit. Let's do it.
Yeah, stogies for the room.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Any kind of delay.
Any kind of delay.
Now you have to find a way.
Delay. It's really a matter of when do you land.
But you have to check it though. So get on Flight Tracker. Give us your flight number so that Scott can check it, plug it into his phone, and see if it's...
What are you suggesting?
Well, because Flight Tracker will say if there's any delay. I'm suggesting you're going to say everything is fine when it's not. So we need to prove...
You're suggesting that I'm a liar. That's what it sounds like you're suggesting.
Well, that's what I would do.
We're suggesting you do anything for a stogie.
You're suggesting that I am less than honest, and...
Well, but... It's what I would do.
Yes, because that's what your character is. Now, mine is Other than that.
Okay.
Other than that.
But I was just happy that none of the flight attendants or the airplane waitresses, as I call them, did a comedy routine when they did the safety thing. Because lately that's been the trend.
I love it when they do that.
No, I do. No.
Especially, you know what? Some of them are good.
If they're entertaining.
Some of them are really cheesy.
Yeah,
some of them are pretty good.
I guess I've seen too many cheesy ones, but this one was just, here's the safety presentation, and let's have a good flight. And that was great. That was good. No attempts at comedy, and it was fine. And I got, I paid extra for our tickets, so I got the free drink voucher, so I got, all I had was Jack and Coke, you know, but it was just enough to be very relaxing and it was, it was nice.
Just enough to numb the pain.
That's right.
Numb the pain
in my rear end from in that sitting in that seat from, the second flight home. We didn't have
Sounds like a you problem.
You know, we had the funky seats that made my rear end fall asleep, but the Jack and Coke kind of helped. So yeah, anyway. 60% humidity in Texas, by the way. Great for cigars, not so much for being outside with them.
Yeah. 60% is not that high.
Oh, God, it was awful.
It's always a combo with the temperature.
Yeah, and 90 degrees.
60 is not bad.
Oh, but if you're 90 and 60.
Yeah, I mean, and when you're used
90
to...
90 and 90, that's bad.
That should be your heart rate. Your heart rate should be 60 over 90 or 90 over 60.
And then compared to what we're used to here...
Now your humidity temperature.
Yeah, and compared to what we're used to here in California, it took a few days to get used to that, but...
I mean, Virginia, where Karen lives, it's 80% most of the time.
Oh, jeez. I know.
It's just awful.
I can't do that. We found a great cigar lounge that had a full bar and very comfortable seats, a lousy humidor, not a lot of selection, but a great place. And the church we found was very helpful. I mean, almost too helpful. I mean, people realized, hey, these are new faces. Who are you? This is all we're here to deal with Dad. And it's like, and they just kind of surrounded us. And it's like, we will help you with whatever you need. And here's food. And here's...
Did they continue to do that after they found out you're from California?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little surprising.
I know. Well, you know, it's because it's not what you get from Christians here in California.
They wanted to take care of them so they get all their business done. And then they'd leave and go back to California.
Which would have been...
How can we expedite your visit?
No, they were very nice. Almost too nice.
Welcome to Texas. Go home.
Yeah. Oh, it was almost like you guys are being too nice. What do you want? You know, no, they were just there to help. It was very nice, and we're very grateful. Craig and Lisa were two in particular that were very nice to us, and I look forward to seeing them again when we go back. So.
Nice.
Ooh, there sounds like there's a story there.
No, they're just very helpful, very nice, and Lisa's an attorney, and she's like, I can help you find an attorney to help you through the probate and everything, and it was great.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so. And what else? Four thunder and lightning and rainstorms. So it was all of it at once. And there was a really cool night where there was a lightning storm further away. We couldn't hear the thunder, but you could see the flashes. Ooh. So I'm standing out at night just watching the sky blow up. It was really good. And then Sarah comes out of our Airbnb rental and says, honey, there's a bat in the kitchen. And I'm like, there's no... How do you get a bat in the kitchen? So I was like, so I go in and look, and sure enough, is a baby bat hanging in the corner. I don't know how long it had been there because we'd been there by 3 or 4 days by that point. So I'm like, okay, open the back door, and I'll get the broom. And so I kind of shoot him out of the corner, and that little sucker was like really mad because he started flying in circles around the kitchen, dive bombing us, just hit me with a broom by the reffer and just
That's what I do when people wake me up from sleep.
Yeah, I know. Well, finally...
I circle around him and I come at him.
Finally, I managed to hit the bat just right with the broom. And he kind of arced toward the open door. I thought, that's great. He's just going to go outside. Well, he fell actually 2 feet short. But he'd wrapped himself up in his wings and was just laying on the floor. I ran over, literally swept him outside, pulled the door shut... And then felt bad that I might have hurt him, so I had to go out and look for him, and he'd already flown away. So that was our adventure.
You're an exterminator.
No, I didn't want to hurt him. I just wanted him out of the house.
But you freed the house of your bat infestation.
Yeah, okay.
Good to see you with the laundry basket on your head, like great outdoors.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. Although
you should log your hours and charge that to the estate.
You've become a pro.
I've heard that's a thing.
Yeah, no, we're not going to get any money out of that estate, not with what he owes. But yeah, it was considering the circumstances, we did have a nice trip. It was supposed to be our anniversary week too, so we had to delay that. We did have a nice dinner somewhere, and you know, we got her grandmother taken care of, and so it was all right.
Yeah. All right. So is that your crazy on the way?
Yeah, we'll call that my crazy on the way. What do you guys have?
I, for the first time ever, I made it through every single light green.
Okay, you moved houses. You have one light now.
Hey, I'm counting it as a win.
Oh, no.
I had one light, and it was green. We moved, and we're like hop, skipping a jump from here now. And, man, it was so great. I cut my commute in by like 80%. So much faster.
Maybe more than that.
I mean, what will I do with all the money I save?
Ooh. You know, if you're that close, you could walk and get that gut off of you.
Get some steps.
Oh, damn! I should talk, but you know.
Hey, yeah, it's good to know. Brian's naked cruelty is still alive and well. Yeah. Takes a break, but man, that's like a disease that never goes away.
No, but it's been on a sabbatical.
Yeah, well, we've been busy. It's been a crazy season for a lot of us. So it's good to be back.
Yes.
It's good to be back. I literally walking to the car from my house and then walking in here from the car, that amount of time was probably shorter than my drive time. Now, if I hit that one light in the future, that could change. But yeah. I think I can do one light.
Not by much.
For you guys, I can do one light.
Yeah. Ziggy, any crazy stories from you?
Just tired of drivers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Went out to SAC yesterday to take my son out for birthday. Sushi for birthday. But
birthday sushi and SAC?
Yeah.
You went all the way to SAC for sushi?
Yeah. Well, he stays out there.
Oh, okay.
He stays out in Galt.
Where'd you go?
Sushi.
Makuni. Okay. Somewhere in SAC. Yeah, we got better places local.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
we got a brand new one. That's awesome.
We got a brand new one that just opened up, and it is legitimate.
Glorious.
It's you know, and I've been a Mako guy forever, but it's
Katsume.
Yes, Katsume. That's the place
in Pleasanton, California. That's the place now.
I was blessed with going there three times last week.
You have such first world problems.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't get one invite.
No, just ding-dongs in the fast lane, man.
All right.
Have you noticed recently a lot of cars have stickers on them claiming to be student drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite
you
a few.
Pull up next to them like, come on,
yeah,
bro.
And
you just do that if you're an idiot and you want a little extra grace.
Yeah, and that's I'm thinking that's what it is. That it's because I've seen more cars with student driver stickers in the last couple of weeks than I've seen most of my life. So it
doesn't help nothing.
No.
I would like for them, the amount of time that they spent to go get that sticker and then put it on their car, I would like them to just study driving with that time instead of doing the sticker. Right. And then I want a box of the stickers because I go by people that should have that sticker on and they don't. And I just want to follow them. And when they stop, I want to put the sticker on their car.
No,
I must be a student driver.
I got one better. You need to get a big dart gun with a big like plunger with a
closer
dart
to the mic.
You know, like Gallagher.
Remember
that thing?
Yeah.
Except it says student driver on it. As you drive by, you just shoot it at their car and it sticks to it, and it says student driver. You wouldn't have to stop and put it on. Just bink.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be fun.
So I've got one.
The drive-by sticking.
In Cybertruck news.
Yeah, we have.
Oh no,
we got 1 minute, so start it and we'll finish
it.
Get off
me.
I'm just telling you what we got.
You're wasting my time talking about it. So I'm driving.
Coach
down
reclaims
the road.
His
I'm
time.
Driving down the road on Hopyard over here, and this guy's walking his dog, and I'm driving. I'm in the right lane, and as I'm coming to him, he's giving me a thumbs down.
Oh right? God.
Right.
Just, okay.
Just because I'm in a Cybertruck.
Right.
And people still equate that to, I guess, Elon Musk and Republicans and whatever, this and that. And so I'm waving at him as I'm driving towards him. He takes his dog leash and he puts it in his mouth.
To give me two thumbs down.
And as I'm driving by him, so Elon gave us this really a choice to have this really obnoxious horn that you can put on a Cybertruck.
Okay.
Which, of course, I had to download. The caveat is if you download it, you can't go back. You have to. That's your horn.
Okay.
From now on.
From now on. Which I love because it's a really obnoxious horn.
It is beyond obnoxious.
It's really obnoxious.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving by him, I hit that. His dog takes off with a leash in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And he falls down.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm just like, just leaning on this horn. His dog runs away.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about instant karma. It was wonderful. Wow.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah. Now your Cybertruck has cameras. Any chance you pick that up? That would be great footage.
I have not looked.
But that's must-see TV.
Yes. The other thing, one of the things, and I'm pretty sure I have that setting, is it will record on a
Honda. Yeah.
When you're driving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You got to check that out.
You got to check the cameras.
I mean, for him, that really bit.
Dude, it was so...
For him to get unleashed like that. I mean that experience really went to the dogs.
It really did.
I love the dog. Maybe the dog's MAGA.
Yeah, I hope he lost a filling, but it was pretty funny.
Well, we are up on a break. We'll come back and talk about how the Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to continue roving ICE patrols in California. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. The Supreme Court allows President Trump to continue roving ICE patrols in California. This came out this morning. The Supreme Court Monday backed President Trump's push to allow immigration enforcement officials to continue what critics describe as roving patrols in Southern California that lower courts said likely violated the Fourth Amendment. The court did not offer an explanation for its decision, which came over a sharp dissent from the three liberal justices. At issue were a series of incidents in which masked and heavily armed immigration and customs enforcement agents pulled aside people who identify as Latino, including some U.S. citizens, around Los Angeles to interrogate them about their immigration status. Lower courts found that ICE likely had not established the reasonable suspicion requirement to justify those stops. The decision deals with seven counties in Southern California, but has landed during a broader crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration, and officials are likely to read it as tacit approval of similar practices elsewhere. This is good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything that promotes the rule of law, and I'm for it.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I don't disagree either. But of course it's maybe because I don't look Mexican. If you have a darker skin tone and they've got some U.S. citizens in this net, maybe that would be an issue for you. But I don't know. I don't have it.
I mean, you know, one of the things I equated to, especially if we're talking about, you know, basically racial profiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When 9/11 happened, there was a huge outcry at one point, a while after it happened, where if you looked like you were from some kind of Arab descent,
mm-hmm.
you were profiled.
A suspect, yeah.
Kind of seems natural to me.
Yeah.
If a group of people are doing something...
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to look like that group of people, yeah, you're gonna be questioned. And I don't know that that's really affecting anybody's rights. And if it's all in the up and up, it's in the up and up. And it's, you know, it's an inconvenience. But at the end of the day, when we were attacked 9/11,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you happen to be, yeah, at that point in time, that was the group that was attacking the United States.
Right.
And you're going to be profiled.
Yeah, Justice Kavanaugh wrote, to be clear, apparent ethnicity alone cannot furnish reasonable suspicion. Under this court's case law regarding immigration stops, however, it can be a relevant factor when considered along with other
okay,
factors.
Okay, so that is so ambiguous.
Yeah, but he adds that reasonable suspicion means only that immigration officers may briefly stop the individual and inquire about immigration status.
That's still ambiguous. It's saying, on one hand, you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, but you can.
Yeah.
So that's and that's a Supreme Court decision. That's so crazy. That's
The wise Latina says that freedoms are now lost. Yada yada yada.
It's not freedom. The fact that I can question you. But hold on a second. If I get pulled over, they want to see my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a driver.
Yeah.
Well, that's you're assuming I'm a driver.
Yeah.
Just because I'm behind the wheel of a car.
Well, I've been questioned by the authorities more times than I like to admit, and usually it's because I'm in a place where they thought,
"Are you supposed to be
here? Are you supposed to be here?" And if I'm supposed to be there, and I'm okay, and we're not breaking any rules, then it's like, "Yeah, ask your questions. It's no big deal,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need to cause an incident." They're just trying to make sure that things are going the way we voted for them and the way culture works here. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, Justice Sotomayor said that we should not have to live in a country where the government can seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job. Rather than stand idly by while our constitutional freedoms are lost, I dissent.
So hold on a second. Right. He said seize. What do we again? Where
she said seize anyone. Yeah.
Well, what
but
does that mean?
But nobody's being seized. They're just being asked.
Well, that's my point. So it's an incorrect statement.
Exactly. Well, she's the wise Latina though.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
That's maybe a stretch.
You're a dumb, wise Latina. Yeah.
Playing the buzzwords.
If they're hooking you up and throwing you in a cell and this and that.
Yeah, then you've been seized. But
that's a different story.
But only if you're...
If I stop you and say, let me see your driver's license, let me see your passport, let me see whatever.
Right. And then you let them go, then... Right.
That's no different than what they do in a Trappist stop with me or you or anybody else.
Exactly.
You know, stop it. Just stop it. Please.
Another victory for Mr. Trump in the Supreme Court that I have to get through the ad blocker here. But the Supreme Court allows Trump to fire the FTC commissioner. This has been going on for a couple of weeks now. But it's really letting him drain the swamp. Washington. The Supreme Court on Monday allowed President Donald Trump to fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission despite a federal law that is intended to restrict the White House's power to control the agency. The court, via an order issued by Chief Justice Roberts, temporarily blocked a judge's ruling that reinstated Rebecca Kelly Slaughter while the case continues. The order did not definitively signal how the court would address an emergency request made by the Trump administration to give the president broader authority to fire independent agency members without cause, but signals that it would likely grant it. This is how we get rid of certain bureaucrats that are holding up the agenda, that are there to...
And they made a stretch there. They made a stretch, because I think that that body should be able to function autonomously from the president. We don't want our president controlling, you know, interest rates and all that kind of stuff. It's too much power,
right,
centrally located, which is the whole reason we have our form of government. But to say he can't take an employee who is not fulfilling their duties and have them replaced, that it's a little bit of a stretch from going replacing an employee to, oh, we're influencing this board or whatever.
Right. And these bureaucrats are doing nothing but standing in the way of Mr. Trump's agenda and doing what they can to sabotage anything America first.
Yeah, and I will admit my own bias. I think interest rates are too high and it's unnecessary.
They're astronomically high.
And so this probably heads the direction I want that board to go in, mm-hmm. in being a little more math-oriented than politic. Yeah. Oriented, because it seems like they're just keeping interest rates high because the majority of them lean left and they want to, you know, sabotage the current economy so it makes the president look bad. And that's as political as it gets. It's worse, I think, than what Trump has done here in replacing a member.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Felicia.
I mean, I was listening to some debates on it. They're on their soapbox. the left is, and just see, and they're talking about the job numbers, and they're skewing things, and it's metrics, and it's all this stuff.
I think they should talk about it as much as they want. They just play in their cards, and then they should have a discussion with Charlie Kirk, and we'll have it all solved.
I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the Democrats, the left, is spending all of their time rather than working for the public, and they've convinced their constituents that their job is just to undermine the current administration.
Yep.
Not to do anything.
Yeah, no, they're standing around
for us, not to make this world, this country, any better. Just grit your teeth, grin and bear the next 4 years, and we're going to do everything, every roadblock we can do to screw up this country for 4 years, and then it'll be okay. And their constituents have bought that.
That's immoral, bordering on evil. It's like they're standing on the corner with their two thumbs down. They got the leash in the mouth. And all he did was honk the horn.
They should all be fired. No, legit. And they all fell down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they need to move out of the way.
And hopefully Humpty Dumpty is not around.
Well, they're in the way of progress, right? And that's the one of their buzzwords. You know, we're for progress, right? We want to move forward. Well, then move forward.
But it's not the kind of progress they like.
Yeah.
They want their progress.
We didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
So bad.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Hey, you've only got 36 seconds here, so I don't.
Oh, we do.
You know, yeah. So you might not want to start that.
Well,
whatever it was you were going
to
say.
I will tease the next segment. Then we didn't get to this on our 100th episode, but we have this issue of peniaphobia, and it's exploding among young people, and we'll talk about what
you
it
just
means.
You like saying peniaphobia.
Yeah, because everybody thinks it means something that it doesn't mean. So we'll be back after
everybody?
This.
Everybody,
peniaphobia is on the rise.
Yes.
Okay.
Back after this.
Battery. I do.
There we go.
Yeah.
I do. And I love it.
All right. I never knew that.
You didn't know that?
No, I'm joking.
Cybertruck.
All right, you two. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our third segment. Let's talk about peniaphobia. It's an increasingly pervasive fear taking root among young people.
It's about their penia.
No. This is
not about their penia?
No, it's not. It's the irrational and often debilitating fear of poverty or destitution. While financial anxiety is a natural response to economic challenges, this heightened, almost phobic level of fear is reaching alarming new levels, and its implications for the younger generation and society as a whole are significant.
Who says who?
I guess the kids. I don't know. I mean,
it's kind of pertinent. This goes back to something Scott used to talk about all the time, about polls.
Polls.
Well, no.
Where did the information come from?
But no. Right. But this is important because of the because of the cost of living, because of where inflation's going. You know, kids can't achieve.
It's only important if it's true.
Okay, boomer. It is true because young people cannot get the same stuff that you guys used to be able to get because everything is astronomically more expensive.
Well,
did you just say that? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Twice as much as we ever had. What are you talking about?
Really? Every single one of them walks around with a smart computer.
No,
in their hand.
No, this is not.
Oh,
but that's not
God.
What I'm talking about,
is
though.
He's switching over to the dark side, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
My only thing is who put this together? Is it true?
Well, why don't I continue the story and that might answer some of the questions. All right. Quote,
we are seeing at the beginning.
But. Okay, we are seeing a profound shift in how
young
people.
Who's we?
Why don't you let me get to that? All right, we are seeing a profound shift in how young people perceive economic stability, moving from a healthy concern to a deep-seated dread, explains Dr. Sarah Jenkins, a social psychologist and expert in generational anxiety. This isn't about wanting to be rich. It's a fear of absolute destitution, of falling through the cracks, and never being able to achieve basic security. It's a reflection of anxieties driven by systematic factors, amplified by their unique experiences.
Should I ask the question again?
Well, yeah, go for it.
Says who? This one woman? This one liberal freaking...
No, she's an expert.
Yeah. You know what an expert is?
They don't exist.
An ex is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure.
Interesting. Okay, I can't find...
I like that.
I'm trying to find an answer to that question, Coach, about who did this...
expert.
No.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. Some liberal freaking psychologist.
Okay, well that's
waving her arms in the air.
That's a great way of ignoring what the problem is. But we have
no. Yeah. You're assuming there's a problem.
No, there is a problem.
Kids
are too soft.
You and this liberal psychologist.
Okay, so let's just
leftist.
Okay, enough. So the
it's
source
never enough. I will never stop fighting.
All right, the source of this study is not listed here in the article that I could find. But some of the reasons why kids are upset today is certainly listed. We have the burden of student debt. We have the affordability crisis with housing. We have traditional career paths that are eroding.
All of that's always been true.
I understand that. But it's like when you're like me and my wife and you're not poor, yet you still can't get into a house, you know, things are not what they used to be. I had my stepfather the other day telling me about what a great race it was for him to get into a house that was only $90,000 before it went up to $100,000. And I'm like, dude, that is nothing like what we're facing right now. See, but and it goes back to the boomer attitude that all you got to do is pull up your bootstraps and give up Starbucks and avocado toast and you can afford everything. That is not the case. So yeah, kids,
you are 1,000% wrong.
Why am I wrong? Explain to me how I'm wrong. Explain to me.
It's quite simple. You live in this area. Yeah, this is the area. No, you're not going to do that here. Go to New Brunswick. You can buy a house, no problem.
I can pay cash for it. Yeah.
So stop.
Yeah. But all my family is here.
You want to go to the most expensive area in the country and go, oh, I can't buy a house. Wham.
But that's across the country, though. There are pockets like Texas where you can do stuff like that. But elsewhere around the country, it's not
more
it's
of the
not
country
just
is
California.
Affordable. No, more of the country is affordable than less of the country.
Then why are there so many?
Because people want to live here. They want to live in Pleasanton. They want to live in Danville. They want to live in these places. Well, great. Then go earn it.
We are earning it, though. That's the thing. It's
clearly
like we're chasing a carrot that keeps getting further and further away because certain people keep upping the cost of things arbitrarily
Austin, Texas, for instance. 3 years ago, 5 years ago, really affordable. Really affordable.
Right.
It's not anymore.
Right. Because all the California people moved in there.
People want to be there.
Yeah. And they ruined it.
No, they didn't ruin it. Now that's one of those areas. Yeah, so you can't go to one of those areas unless you make that kind of money. And if you want to be, you desperately want to be in one of those areas, earn it. Like the rest of us.
But why is it that so many can't now? Why is it that, you know, with stagnant...
Any of these things have changed. Housing is all... In California, has always been high. All of those... You listed three things, those anxiety things. They've always existed. Always. Student debt, you said, housing affordability, all of that stuff. Yeah, it's always been true. Mm-hmm. Always. It was true for my parents.
Yeah, everything is more expensive here and always has been. I think we're just older and more aware of it now. You know, now that we're paying for gas and regularly and we pay the PG&E bill and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we've had the benefit of easing into the expense. You know, you have young people starting out right now that are just being hit with it right away. They've never had anything lower. We've experienced it lower, and we've watched it go up. They're just seeing it up here at the top, and they're freaking out because they can't get to that.
Yeah, they also are coming out of college with higher wages than ever before in the history of our country.
But like, wages that don't go as far because things cost more, and wages have been stagnant.
Depending on where you live, for sure, yeah.
Well, they're all related. Right,
sure.
They got to pay more, but then you got kids coming out of college and they're making three digits, and it's like, well, how'd that happen? That didn't happen when I was getting out of college.
Well, three digits doesn't get you very far anymore, at least not around here.
True,
but the point of the story is that kids are concerned about it. It's got a name.
Someone says that kids are concerned about it. Okay.
Well, okay. You know, go on TikTok like you do and look for stuff like that. There's a whole bunch of videos of people talking about.
Yeah, because that's where I want to get my news for sure.
You can deny it all you want. There is a segment of the younger population that is very concerned about how they're going to survive in an age where everything is astronomically expensive. And to deny it is not the way to go.
So I work with kids every day, all day,
mm-hmm.
and see these kids. And I'm telling you, none of those kids have that kind of anxiety. So I question that whole statement. Okay. I don't think it's a thing.
Okay.
I really don't. These kids certainly where I coach, they're all going to be just fine. And I think they feel like they're going to be just fine.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's a thing. Yeah. Let's talk about Dildogate. Because we didn't get to that last time. This story kind of faded out.
But you see,
I just want to talk about dildos.
He teased us with that kids afraid of the economy and the cost of stuff with the weird name. And then he's like, yeah, but it's not really about that. Then he comes in with the next story that is about it.
Yeah. I think he
it was a bait and switch.
He has a fixation.
It was a bait and switch.
He has a fixation.
Yeah.
Maybe he should talk to that. The counselor that was worried about the peniophobia, and they could, you know, she could help him out with that.
All right, before I can read this story, I've got to remove the ads that, and it's not letting me do it.
I never did know what that was about, though, either.
What, Dildogate?
Yeah.
Okay, well, at WNBA games, people were throwing
dildos.
Yeah, dildos on the court, yeah. And it was causing a great disturbance.
A great disturbance in the forest?
Yes.
What was the purpose?
It actually turned out to be a promo for some crypto thing. And if I can get to the story here, so I can read it. But it
triple dumbness.
Yeah. It. Okay, it's not letting me take my ad blocker off.
And if I was an NBA player, I would want those people removed immediately.
I've been ad blocked.
Twist my ankle or...
I've been ad blocked in trying to find information on the dildo story.
Well,
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I thought there was some interesting reason. It's like cryptocurrency.
I'm sorry. I know this is. You got dildo blocked?
Yeah.
You got dildo blocked.
Sorry. I know.
Let's see what you did there.
So the headline here I'm trying to get to is cryptocurrency backers claim responsibility for the sex toys being thrown at WNBA games. So that's why, it was a thing making the women upset. And then these guys came out and said, oh, it's just crypto. And it's like, okay, never mind.
So before that, what was
there should be no excuse for that.
There was a fish thing. What was the fish thing?
The creators of Green Dildo Coin, Brian.
Oh, that's
yeah. Right. That's hockey.
Yeah, they were throwing fish on the floor. Yeah.
They throw squid.
Squid.
Yeah, one of the professional hockey teams. It's a like when they score a goal or something like that. Or I don't know if it's somebody gets a hat trick, then they throw squids out onto the ice.
Oh, wow!
But it's a tradition there, and it's totally different than going to a women's event and throwing inappropriate stuff out on the court. That's just classless, and they should be banned forever.
Well, they should certainly be asked to leave.
No, I just ban them. No, you don't get to go to NBA games anymore. You're blocked.
Like
WNBA.
You're definitely blocked.
Well, it's just, I mean, we want to protect our women, right? Women shouldn't have to have that kind of experience ever.
Now,
it's abusive.
Scott, there was a story you talked about that you wanted to get to.
Oh, yeah. We're changing one of the departments of our...
Okay. Ah, that's not quite correct.
Changing the name.
No, it's not quite correct. We're changing it
back.
Back.
Oh, changing it back.
So we're not really changing it. We're reverting to what it always was.
Okay.
Before it got
the Department of Defense is getting a new name.
No, it has a new name.
It's going back to a name that is new within the last few years for them.
Well, since 1947 when it changed the first time.
Was it 47?
Yeah. After World War II.
So they started, that was when the whole woke thing really started. It was then.
I guess, yeah. I mean, Cold War and everything, nobody wanted to think that we were going to instigate something with the Soviets. So instead of Department of War, it became Department of Defense. Because we're going to defend and not start wars. And then we spend the next 30, 40 years starting a whole bunch of wars and claiming it was defense. But now we're back to Department of War, and you had a great comment about it.
Yeah, Coach. I think it bears noting that when we changed it from the Department of War to the Department of Defense, we were starting wars.
Yeah.
Under the name of defense.
Right.
And now we've changed it back to the Department of War, and we're not starting wars. But if you want to start a war, we're gonna finish it. So it's, you know, Secretary of War, Department of War, because let's call it what it is. Mm-hmm. It's war,
right?
And we don't want to do that, but we will.
I'll take it. You know, that's a good enough reason for me.
It's like, you know, let's call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it was signed September 5th by our current president. It's kind of interesting because I like one of the first section one. One of the things it describes is that, you know, this gives us the ability to fight and win wars beyond just defending ourselves, which I love that. You know, if we need to go do something in our national interest to protect ourselves, that means we have to go
win it
and finish a war.
Yep.
I'm against starting wars. Nobody wants that. I would hope nobody wants that. But once we're at the point where military action is already in process, let's go finish it. And I like this too. Do you know who started the Department of War?
Originally,
George Washington, wasn't it?
George Washington, yeah. August 7th, 1789, 236 years ago. We're reinstating back what our founding president established. Right. I think that's kind of cool.
I love that. Right? So. Yeah. Let's not mince words. Let's be who we are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break. We've got Women Behaving Badly coming up, and I've got a good one. Ziggy's Riffs, Coach's Corner, and Scott's final commentary as he wraps things up. The third post-game report. And you're going to like this Woman Behaving Badly. It's a good one. Back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment, Women Behaving Badly today. This is one we can all identify with. This happened in Israel. A woman was arrested on suspicion of trying to drown her 69-year-old mother-in-law.
Ooh.
Mother-in-law.
This happened at Sot Yam Beach. She's been sent
one
for...
One way to take care of it.
Yeah. She's been sent away for a psychiatric evaluation. Police said the incident was reported last week through the Israel police's emergency hotline, describing, quote, two women struggling in the sea, one of them submerging in water. Officers launched a search after the suspect swam toward deeper water. During the search, officers spotted a woman beginning to sink and evacuated her in a mild condition for medical treatment. The suspect was later located and arrested. Does not give her name, but whoever you are, young lady, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award. But who hasn't wanted to drown their mother-in-law? That's why I think this is something we can all relate to.
Come on, Mom, let's go swimming.
Come on. Just go for a short swim.
Let's go swimming. And Ziggy, right. you're going to go meet your mother-in-law soon, and you might...
it's surrounded with water. Mm.
She'll probably throw me out.
Okay.
I had a great mother-in-law. She was wonderful.
I did too.
Yeah. Never had a problem with mother-in-law.
She was a hillbilly, but she was all right. She was a good person.
Yeah.
Ziggy, what is on your...
You married into hillbillies?
I did. Like, big time. Dude. Big time.
Diddling, ding, 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 ding.
What is your riff today, Ziggy?
Well, I'm reading this great book about lubricants.
Oh, God.
It's non-friction.
Well, we could tie that into Ziggy. Our earlier conversation during the pregame that nobody wanted to continue, right?
So this is interesting. I actually have been looking lately for people who are not really known for their inspirational stuff.
Okay.
This is actually... Amy Poehler, who is a...
Oh, yeah. A Saturday Night Live famous female comedian. Yeah. I think she's one of the funniest females I've ever seen.
This is from her, and it says, find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them, and it will change your life.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go, Amy.
I can agree
funny
with that.
Funny and intelligent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like it.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, Scott's third T... brings us our post-game report today. The third T stands for terrified.
Peniophobia.
We have way too many terrified people. You know, you're terrified by your mother-in-law, so you got to go take her into the ocean. You're terrified about your your fears of what potentially might happen in the future with your finances, and so you want to now give it a title. Yeah.
But are you really?
The only thing I'm terrified, I think, of is terrified people. Terrified people terrify me, because then they go do terrible things. Yep. So let's just calm it down.
Stop being terrified.
Yeah, let's just bring it down.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Go get a hug.
As my friend Victor would say, stay calm.
Stay calm.
Stay calm.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Don't worry. Don't be worry. Happy.
Be happy.
Be cool.
We kind of had a phrase for that we haven't used in a while on this show, and stay curious and don't get zucked. You could apply that to being terrified. It's just, stay cool, don't get zucked. Kind of.
There you go.
It was calm, not cool, though.
Oh, calm. Okay. Stay calm, don't get zucked.
That's a Victor Okologu thing.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's it for us. We'll be back next week. Not sure about the week after, but we'll keep this going. And thanks for listening. And it is time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
You got to know when to hold it.
Meow.